Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, a deputy from the county sheriff's office went to an emergency room at St. Joseph's Hospital and gathered information from a 20-year-old female who was the victim of an assault. The victim told the deputy that she was walking by herself on Myrtle Avenue around midnight when a vehicle pulled up to her and stopped. A man and a woman jumped out of the car, attempting to rob the victim's purse. Both suspects physically attacked the victim, and the victim received a stab wound to her neck. The attackers took off without the purse, and the victim was taken to the hospital by a passerby. The victim's injury wasn't life-threatening. Deputies responded to the scene of the attack, but were unable to locate the suspects. The Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z held its third meeting earlier this afternoon. This is the first of eight times the committee will meet until May 4th. To this point, the advisory committee has already appointed a chair and a co-chair. Sheriff Mike Downey talked about additional things that was set up during today's meeting.
Today we dealt with the process of setting up an application process and what that would look like. So I think we formulated that to the extent that it's ready to go out. And so you'll see probably in the next week or so some type of notification that the applications are available online with a drop-dead date of when they're due, and then it'll be up to the committee to review those.
Downey says that proposals have not been given yet, but there have already been emails regarding applications.
There have not been no proposals presented. There have been emails and information sent with entities desiring to apply. Let me put it that way.
Even though an advisory committee was formed, the Board of Supervisors will still have the final approval of anything related to Measure Z. Deputies with the Mendocino County Marijuana Eradication Team arrested two men associated with an indoor marijuana grow located north of Willits. Deputies served a search warrant at a residence on Bear Canyon Road and confiscated nearly 500 growing marijuana plants, 110 pounds of processed bud packaged for sale, and $3,000 in cash. Two men were arrested, 35-year-old John Ralston and 34-year-old Jacob Kiesel. Both were booked for cultivation, possession, and possession for sale. Federal lawmakers want to expand the background checks for potential buyers of firearms, and former North Coast Congressman Mike Thompson has teamed up with New York Representative Peter King to bring the bill to the floor of Congress. The bill would expand all existing background checks required before a commercial gun purchase can be made and would include sales made at gun shows, over the internet, and through classified ads. Currently, those venues are exempt from the background checks, and the bill would close the loopholes which allow those who are prohibited from owning or possessing firearms due to criminal convictions to purchase them. Thompson said in a statement that background checks are the first line of defense in efforts to keep guns from criminals, domestic abusers, and the mentally ill. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been 1 month since the city of Eureka closed down the Blue Heron Motel, a motel that committed numerous violations and, to top it off, was the source of a high number of emergency calls. With the Blue Heron shut down, it's a wonder how many other hotels in Eureka are close to being in the same situation. Captain Steve Watson was on Talk Shop this week and talked about how many hotels are actually close to being shut down.
There's close to a dozen that are at risk, and some of these are potentially nationally known chains, but in terms of the core group more comparable to the Blue Heron, maybe around four or five, including the Blue Heron.
Watson believes that with the Blue Heron Motel being shut down, it will put the rest of the hotel owners in Eureka on notice.
The bottom line is the owners and managers are on notice. The city's not playing around. People are fed up and tired with the crime and disorder problems associated with these motels. Many of them are in the 101 corridor, if not all of them, through the heart of the city. They're an eyesore. You have to play Frogger with many of the residents and guests just to get through town. Something needs to be done. They need to take responsibility for the management of their own properties. And if they won't do that on their own, I think the city is going to assist them.
Not only was the Blue Heron Motel shut down for numerous building code violations, the owners of the motel failed to follow the city's hotel ordinance. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.